Welcome to the Camino Cafe, and I couldn't be more excited to be standing here with Bill Bennett and Jennifer Klepp. Welcome to Santiago.
Thank you, Lee.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I got to ask you, I mean, we're standing in front of the cathedral. How did it feel to come back and see the cathedral without the scaffolding?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's, you know, the scaffolding was there for so long, and now to see it without the scaffolding and see it all buffed up and everything, absolutely beautiful, particularly at Christmas time.
Bill wrote an amazing Camino book, The Way, My Way. And do you have some news you want to share with all of us about why you're here and how it corresponds with the book?
Well, we're finally making a film of the book. We start in May next year. We've been spending the last 10 days here doing location surveys on the Camino and talking to people. We're very excited that the famous Johnny Walker has agreed to be involved and is going to help us, which is amazing. And we're very grateful for that, aren't we?
We're very grateful for that. And we're really so excited to be making the film at last, because it's going to be extraordinary. It's going to follow from Bill's journey from St. John Peter Poor all the way through to right here. And it was an adventure that I totally disapproved of. I couldn't understand why anybody would want to do it, but he did it. And now he's made me a bit of a Camino tragic as well.
Mm. You see, but this is the nature of our relationship. If Jennifer tells me not to do something, I do it.
Yeah, it's true. But to be a Camino tragic is just about the best tragedy in the world, because you get to sort out everything that could ever have happened to you in your life along the way, and to come out here in Santiago and be a totally renewed human being. It is one of the great mysteries of walking and physical activity that exists on the planet as we know it.
I need to be renewed. I definitely needed to be. I needed to be retreaded. I needed my tires to be retreaded.
Now, when I first met the two of you, I interviewed you a couple of years ago now. After the interview ended, I said to myself, this is relationship goals right here. How long have the two of you been married?
40 years.
This year it was 40 years. We celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary.
Well, first off, congratulations. And the fact that you guys actually work together in addition to being married. I mean, you've done a lot of joint projects together, yeah?
Yeah, Jennifer has produced everything that I have done since 1996. And I'm incredibly fortunate to have somebody as smart and as skilled as Jennifer covering my back. Mm. Didn't I say that well?
You said it very well. Yeah, and without discussing the weight, body weight, and backpacks and walking poles.
We should also say that you have been out traveling the world, really, with the premiere of your newest film. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's called Facing Fear. It's a feature-length theatrical documentary. It's been playing in cinemas in Australia. We're about to launch in America on January the 18th. We have the US premiere at the San Rafael Film Center. And then we're doing pop-up screenings all around America for the next 2 months afterwards. The film looks at fear from all different aspects, and it includes such notables as Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Carolyn Mace, Paul Selig, Lee Carroll, James Van Praagh.
Sister Jenna.
Judith Richards. Me.
And Bill, let's not forget, Bill will be in that. Yes, now, Bill, before that, on the last minute we had interviewed, you about Intuition. That movie was out. And now you have the movie about fear. And I just wondered, when you first set out on foot from St. John, that very first walk, what kind of fears did you have about walking the Camino?
Oh, Lee, I got to say, I was riddled with fear. I was absolutely riddled with fear. And in a sense, that was kind of, it's kind of one of the things that really excited me about the walk, because you get to a point in your life, you know, when I did the first Camino, I was a few months off being 60. And you get to a point in your life where, you know, apart from the fears that you have of going broke and, you know, your wife walking out on you and your wife walking out on you.
Oh, no, she's leaving. Come back, Jennifer.
Apart from those fears, you don't kind of have any kind of, like, combat fears, you know, like existential fears. And walking the Camino kind of slammed me with these fears. And I had several fears, one being, would I make it? You know, would I complete? And I really, really wanted to complete the walk. The second was meeting people. I wanted to walk the Camino and not meet anyone at all.
He was terrified of meeting people.
It's true.
Yeah.
And here I am, I'm a film director, and that's, you know, really part of my job is, you know, being communicable, not in the disease sense, but in, you know, communicatable. And but I had this real fear of meeting people. I wanted to walk the Camino alone. And then there was the everyday fears of not getting a bed. And, you know, and I found I learned something very, very fundamental about fear walking that first Camino, because I was on the Meseta, there were more pilgrims than beds available, and I was a slow walker because of, I had a bad knee. People were passing me, and I was thinking, you know, I had this deep fear that I wouldn't find a bed that night. And then I had this kind of breakthrough thought. As I was walking, I thought, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, so the worst that can happen is that I get to a village on the Meseta and there are no beds available. Then what? Then it's a clear skies. There's not going to be rain tonight. I could sleep in a paddock. I could sleep on the porch of a church. I could find some place to sleep. And then the next day I'd, you know, find a place where I could use the bathroom and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, if that's the worst that can happen, I can cope with that. And to me, then, that became a sort of a breakthrough moment, both in my enjoyment of the Camino, but also in a broader sense in understanding the nature of fear. If you can face your existential fears and ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen, and be totally self-honest with that, with your answer, invariably, if you look at your fear in the face and go, okay, come on, give me worst. And then understand that probably the worst is something that you can cope with. And the fear goes away. And that was a breakthrough moment for me. And that was the Camino that did that.
During that Camino walk, it gave you the courage to begin to work on a film that you'd had in the back of your mind for some time. Could you speak to that a little bit?
I had wanted for a long time to make a film on intuition. I've been unsuccessful, which was unusual for me because I was normally able to get films made at a fairly regular kind of rate. With the intuition film, I struggled for many, many years. And so what I decided to do was dedicate that first Camino to what I call PGS, Personal Guidance System, which is what I call intuition. I dedicated that walk to this film that I wished to make, and I decided to walk that first Camino intuitively, which was difficult for me because I'm very much a logical,
yes,
rational,
come on,
empirical person, except when I deal with you, darling, where I have to be irrational and
come on, you're obfuscating. You're a control freak.
You decided that you were going to give up this fear of not finding a bed, and you would just trust your intuition. Right? That's a big part of that book, and then going on to make your movie.
It's true, because I had struggled for many, many years, and then completing the Camino intuitively, it not only gave me the courage then to proceed with the film, I ended up making the film, I think, 6 or 8 months after having walked the Camino. And it not only gave me the courage, but it gave me the tools. It gave me a trust in intuition, because in the end, the reason that that film on intuition got made is because I made it intuitively, and I learned how to do that on the Camino.
And in India, a Vedic astrologer asked you when you went to see him, what happened in 2013 that changed your life? And you looked at me for the answer.
I always look at Jennifer to answer the questions that I just simply can't answer. And invariably, Jennifer has the answer.
And I said to you, you walked the Camino in 2013.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. So it even, that act of walking the Camino even appeared in his Vedic astrology chart as being something that had changed his life.
What a powerful testament.
And there's no doubt now that I describe my life as being in two parts, my life being pre-Camino and my life being post-Camino.
So your newest film, what drove you to make this film?
Yeah. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 4.5 years ago, and that thrust me into fear. And I thought, this sort of thing doesn't happen for no reason. And I've kept pretty fit. I've eaten pretty well. Why would I come down with Parkinson's disease? And the only reason that made sense to me was so I could grow spiritually and so I could put it into service to help other people. And I hope that's what's happening.
Oh, I think it's absolutely helping. I think you have helped us in so many ways, from your books to your movies. And I just wonder, as we close, I mean, it's so special for all of us to see you guys back here in front of the cathedral. And I'm just wondering, for folks that are watching this, if they're thinking about walking in 2023, what kind of message would you like to give to them, both of you?
You first.
Well, you have to do it. The Camino is here for people to change their life. The minute they start even thinking about walking a Camino, their life begins to change. Just buy the ticket if you don't live in Europe, and come here. Or if you live in Europe, hop a train or a bus and come here, or walk from your front door and come here, which is what we're going to do. 24, we're going to walk from our front door in Australia and come here.
Oh, wow.
We're planning a walk of 3,000 kilometres, walking out the front door of our house in Mudgee and doing what the pilgrims did originally, where they just walked out the front door and walked to Santiago. We're going to do that.
There'll be a few planes involved. Yeah. I'm not walking on water. I'm sorry.
There are some water masses, and I'm actually working at...
Walking on water? That would be right.
And I'm working at it.
Maybe someday. And Bill, what would you say to pilgrims? If they're thinking about coming, maybe they're a little fearful of making this plan. You know, it can feel overwhelming before you actually commit to doing this. Yeah. What would you say to encourage them?
Well, I would say... ask yourself this question. Should I make this fear? Should I make this decision based on fear or based on love? And it's a very, very simple decision that you need to make. Is it a decision based on fear or based on love? The Camino is all about love. The Camino is an 800-kilometer cathedral. And you've got to sit in that cathedral. You've got to walk in that cathedral. It's extraordinary.
Beautiful. I think we should end there. Thank you so much, Bill and Jennifer. How about a little kiss for the end of the video with the newlyweds?
Las cosas que necesito en la vida ya están aquí. Las cosas que necesito en la vida ya están aquí. I am free, free as a bird now, with my feathered wings. I am free, free as a bird now.